We are Westminster Smoke Radio.
I just want to thank you so much for your work, because you've really pulled me out of a dark place quite a few times. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. You know, it's such a privilege that this gift of inquiry.
Hi guys, welcome to Smoke Radio. I'm Naïman, exchange student from France, and this is my second podcast about mental health issues. I really love talking about that. As I told you, I'm not an expert, but I really love talking about that because in these past years and in these past months, I've really been interested in learning about how the brain is controlling all of our life, basically. So today's session, as I told you last week, I'm going to talk about the solutions that can be implemented. And to do that, I really want to share with you today something that I've read, something that I've learned, something that I've discovered that I think can change your life, basically. This can seem like huge, but in the end of this podcast, you will realize that this is really true. So today I would like to talk to you about Byron Katie. So Byron Katie was born in December 6, 1942 in Texas. She married at the age of 19, and she felt unhappy about her marriage. She had children, but she felt like something was lacking. She didn't know what. She was really feeling bad about everything that she was experiencing as a wife and as a mother. So she married again, and nothing changed. Basically, she said that she felt something about her, what, something really bad about herself. She didn't feel worthy about anything. She felt unworthy, and this. So as I told you last week's sessions, and these feelings may lead to a mental health issue, and in her case, it did. Why is that? Because she felt. She experienced depression because of these feelings that she had, and so she said that her depression made her feel like she didn't deserve to sleep in a bed. She slept in the floor, actually. So this is just to make you realize that what the brain can make you feel. And so, as I told you in last week's session, the brain is telling you things that you have the choice to believe or not, and she believed it. And as we all do, right? If you think about something, if you think about something, it means your brain is telling you that. And in general, we believe it. So this woman had experienced a big depression. So she was sent to what we call a house. It's something that a place where you can get help, and this is where the enlightenment came. What do I mean by that? So in this place, she realized that she had to do something. She really, really had to do something to change that, because this couldn't continue. She felt really, really bad, and maybe this is because she was a mother or because she was married, but she felt like she couldn't stay in that mood for too long. So I really want to play to you a little extract of what she says about what she set up. Because in today's session, I really want to focus on what she created, what she is known for. And this thing that she's known for is called the work. So this is basically a meditation that you have to do on yourself. And if you do that, in the end of this podcast, I promise you, and this was really something that changed basically all my life. Because I used to, I'm the kind of person, and I think we all had this kind of feelings, that used to stress a lot. I'm a student, I'm from France, as I told you, and in my home university, I used to like feel stressed for every exam that I had to take. Every exam, I was always, even though like I learned the lesson, I did the work that I had to do, I always had this feeling of I won't succeed because I'm not good enough. So just after playing this extract of the Byron Katie's interview on the Marsh March 31st of 2019, and so just listen to what she said about her work and her experience.
Your story on it, and it opens to the most amazing, amazing world. So we see when we're believing.
This was the floor. Prior to believing that it didn't exist. So I literally believed my world into being. And then the way I used to say it was, you know, without identification, and I began to laugh, and that was the first sound that came out of it. And it's like, I got the joke. We shared that with you. I get it. Oh, my gosh. And so it's like this body, this object, this I, because I was still, you know, like mindless. But it stood up. It walked into a bathroom and looked in the mirror. And I looked in to the eyes in the mirror, but really it was like it looked at these eyes, and it was like maybe that was the moment that something happened there, but it was like coming back in again. Mm. and into it's like being in a dream and then coming back. But what I was left with is that I came back to the dream, but you can never come back. So it's like living, and I can talk out of one world, but I can never be in the world. And I hope this doesn't sound too crazy for your audience.
No.
But the way, you know, I can honestly say that doesn't matter. Everyone has a right to freedom. Everyone has a right to understand how to find freedom. And so that's what I'm doing here.
Wow.
Yeah.
So why do you think you were so depressed in the first place? Was it something that you were conditioned to feel as a child, or did it happen when you were an adult?
I can answer that question honestly out of experience. Why was I suffering? I was believing my thoughts. Done. That's all.
What were your thoughts? I'm worthless. I don't deserve this. I'm nothing. Why should I receive love?
No one cares about me. Life is hopeless. My children don't really care about me. No one really cares about me. On and on and on. And I learned that listening to the human race, that there are no new stressful thoughts. There aren't any. In every language in the world, they're the same. And we are still stumbling over the things that were chiseled into rocks. In Gilgamesh is the oldest written story, and it's a rock. So, you know, all these centuries.
Wow. What are the common thoughts that people believe in that are universal? I'm not deserving of love, and no one cares about me.
He doesn't care about me, or she doesn't care about me, or they don't care about me,
mm-hmm.
or there's something wrong with me.
I'm broken.
I'm broken. I can't do it. This is too hard. Other people are smarter than I am.
This last one, actually, this is something that I used to feel. So basically, Byron Katie is telling us that that's exactly what I told you last week. We believe our brain. We believe what the brain is telling us. So we fell in this trap that is mental illness. Because it's kind of mental illness to feel always that, to feel that for too long, as I told you last week. We feel unworthy. We feel the world doesn't like us. Like nobody understands us. This is the kind of feelings that she had. And what I really like about this woman is that she shares her experience openly. She talks about that. She's not hiding anything. And just by sharing her experience, I think a lot of people can relate to that. And the more we talk about it, the more we can cure it. So this woman had many, many bad feelings that happened to her. And as she said in this in this interview, and as I'm going to quote what she said, I discovered that when I believed my thought, I suffered, but when I didn't suffer. And that is true for every human being. Freedom is as simple as that. I found that suffering is optional. I found a joy within me that has never disappeared, not for a single moment. This is really amazing. So, who we are without our faults. So this is what I'm going to talk to you about today. Because if you go to the Byron Katie's website, she's talking about a work that she had created, a work that has helped a lot of people to get out of their bad mood, get out of their bad feelings, bad thoughts. And by so this work, so it's called a work, and this work is basically five questions that I really want to focus on today. This is what I'm going to focus on today. This is five questions that can change a life. Why am I saying that this can change a life? Just because by asking these questions that I'm going to tell you in a minute, we ask our brain. And by asking our brain, we realize that our brain is not us. We can't always relate to what our brain tells you. Because if tomorrow you wake up, or let's say, so let's set an example. Tomorrow you wake up thinking, my boyfriend doesn't like me. So the work that I'm gonna, the questions that I'm gonna talk to you in a minute, I really recommend you to take a piece of paper and write down these questions to any belief that you have that makes you feel bad. So the first questions I really want you to take seriously. And because I did that, honestly, it changed a lot of things that I used to think of. So the first question is it true? So let's say you have a belief that your boyfriend doesn't like you. So is it true? Write down the first answer that comes out. Second question, can you absolutely know that this is true? So this answer may be different than the first one if you really, really focus on that. I really love that. Honestly, I love that, because you will see at the end of this podcast, if you do that, this is going to change a lot of things in your life, in your belief, so basically in your life. Third question, how do you react? What happens when you believe that thought? So what happens to you when you believe that your boyfriend doesn't like you anymore? So we do write down these questions and answer them as I'm telling you this. Fourth question, who would you be without that thought? Who would you be without thinking that your boyfriend doesn't like you anymore? Are you sure? Can you be sure that you're not gonna feel? This is like for sure. You're gonna feel better if you think the opposite, right? So the fourth question: who would you be without the thought? Who would you be without that thought? And the last one is what she calls the turnaround. So the turnaround is basically so the first thought that you have, the first belief that you have, you turn it to the opposite. So for the example that your boyfriend doesn't like you anymore, it will be your boyfriend likes you, does like you. How? And if you, so the goal, the aim of the turnaround is to realize that the opposite of the belief that you have can be as true as the first belief that you have. And if you realize that, it changes a lot of things. Because it may mean that the first belief that you have was really false. It was wrong. It was not true. And just believing, because the goal of this work is to change how you feel, right? So just by doing that, you're going to feel better. You're going to feel freedom. And I really, really did when I did this work. And so I really recommend you to do that. So by doing that, you are trying to outsmart your brain, and all of that is what Byron Katie is setting up in her work, and what she actually, because she created also the Byron Katie International. She also created a school with 9 days experience, in which she's really focusing on some topics, many like situations. For example, addiction, relationships, body image, communication, forgiveness, sex and sexuality, gender, fear, and all of these situations that we all can experience in our life. She's trying to, in this, so the goal of this this school is really to focus on these situations and realize that our beliefs can be false. And by realizing that our beliefs can be false, we also realize that we can feel better. And we can feel better by not believing everything we think. Before going any further, I'm going to play you the another extract of what Byron Katie is trying to make people realize by her work, which I think is really admirable. It's really admirable. She really, because Byron Katie had changed many people's life just by this work, and it's free. You know, if you just go to her website, so you just type in on Google Byron Katie work, you will find her website. I think the first things that come out, you can find her website, and her website, you can do this work for free. And so if you want to go any further, you can join the program that she set up with the 9 days experience, in which they train you to outsmart your brain, to outsmart all the things that you experience. So let's play another extract, and I'm going to talk about other things just after that.
My husband, Stephen, and my husband, you know, I really can't claim him, so you always feel that thing when in speaking out of integrity can be tricky. That I, that me, you feel the bird, mine, yeah. So with that going on, you know, I'm crazy because I literally am here. I don't know what you're going to say. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't need to bother because all of that, waking up from all of that, oh, you said something earlier that I wanted to address. Let's see if I can recall it. I can see those images. There's no substance in them. So it doesn't matter. I can talk about past, future all day long. It's just invalid. It's not valid. And you asked me earlier, what is my favorite thing to do? What do I love the most? Mm-hmm. And it is literally being here with you.
Yeah.
Because this is my world. This is my only world. There's water here. I don't need a pass. There's a candle burning
right,
here.
Like that.
Oh, I do. I do. I remember. I do.
Powerful. So how do we eliminate these thoughts? Or maybe we don't eliminate them. Maybe we just ask different questions about them.
It wouldn't be kind to eliminate the ego. You know, the ego has a right to life. It's just not real. I don't have to fight the wind.
Mm.
It's like I see the ego as a child, like a willful child, just fighting for its survival. And so I just let it play, and it's like, oh wow, that was a good one. You know, oh my gosh, that was a good one.
How often does your ego play within your mind? Is it all the time?
The ego doesn't rest. But unconditional love, you know, love is the power. So when you're questioning what you're believing, you're literally not challenging the ego, but getting close to the ego, and love being the power.
It's,
is really, really interesting, and this is really what I want to bring up in this session. And I talked about this in the last week's session when I said that when I talked about stigma and the fact that sometimes we feel like what we feel is a shame. We don't have to talk about it. Oh my God, if I talk about this, people are going to feel that I'm crazy, I'm foolish, I'm not normal. So when the guy who interviewed her asked her how can we eliminate these thoughts, and she said something really, really interesting, because she said we don't have to eliminate these thoughts, because if we eliminate them, and that's what I think she said, what I understood from what she said is that I think by eliminating them we're avoiding them, and we don't have to avoid our faults. We have, I think, on the contrary, we have to share it. We have to talk about it. Because if we're avoiding them, we let our brain telling us anything and everything so that we can believe them. No, that's what, it's exactly what we should not do. And so in the last week's sessions, I talked about loneliness and talked about the body image. I talked about the fact that sometimes we feel like people are better than us. And these feelings came from our brain. This is the messages that our brain share with us, tells us. And we have the choice as a human being to believe them or not. And questioning these beliefs is exactly the goal of the work I just talked to you about. So by questioning these thoughts and by not eliminating them, we are getting closer to them. And by getting closer to them, to these thoughts, we trying to understand where they come from. Basically, we know that they came from our brain. But just by knowing that, we know that they can be false. And then by knowing that they can be false, we can feel better. I'm just gonna set another example, and I'm gonna do this work with you. So if you're really interested in outsmarting your brain or feeling better, because this is really the goal of today's session, and this is also the goal of Byron Katie's work, is really to make you feel better mentally. So let's say tomorrow you have an exam. You're gonna take an exam and you feel really, really stressed, as I used to do a lot. I used to be a lot stressed about everything, but especially studies and exams. So the first belief that you will have that this stress is gonna make you feel. So the stress is gonna make you believe that you're gonna fail. So let's say if you think that you're going to fail tomorrow in tomorrow's exam. So first question, I really recommend you to do that for all the bad feelings that you have, no matter what they are, that can be related to body image, to the stress, everything. So first question, is that true? So the first thing that is going to come out is yes. Yes, this is true. I'm going to fail. I know I'm going to fail. I'm not worth it. I won't succeed this exam, this is gonna be too hard. So first question, is it true? Second question, and this second question, like I told you, can you absolutely know this is true? Third question, how do you react when, what happens to you when you believe that thought? And I love this one. Fourth question, who would you be without the thought that you're gonna fail tomorrow? If you didn't have this feeling, how, where are you going to feel? Better, right? We all know that. And the last one is the turnaround. So let's say tomorrow I'm going to succeed the exam. Aren't you going to feel better by thinking that? And is that as true? Is that can be true as the first one? The first one, which is I'm going to fail? Yes. You know, you can't be sure at 100% that you're going to fail. So why are you believing this thing? Why are we, and I'm saying we, because we all had this feeling, right? Why do we always feel the worst? We always feel that, we always think that the worst is going to happen to us. And this is like part of the human beings I think, experience. We always believe the negative, like the negative feeling, thoughts that we have. And so just by doing that, I really recommend you to do that for everything that you've been through. And so I'm just going to play another extract of Byron Katie's work, and I really recommend you to listen to it right now.
I love how you lingered there. This is a.
Well, I felt like I was experiencing it happening.
Oh, so that's how to do the work.
Really?
Yeah. As though you're there.
No, I was in the moment, and she just leaned over and gave me a hug. And it felt beautiful. Yeah. That's the work, huh?
Well, so far so good. Okay,
so step five, is that four?
Yeah, it's pure meditation just to fill in these six things, and they're always free on thework.com or byronkatie.com.
Thework.com.
If I have anything of value, it is free there.
Right, okay.
And so five, there's only two more. Five, so meditating there.
So seeing yourself experiencing the feeling of the action that you wanted to happen.
Well, no, let's just see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, because it will show you. We don't have to second guess it.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
So meditating there, being there now, she's ignoring you. Okay, so what were your thoughts about her then?
After I needed her to hug me.
Uh-huh.
Step five, what were her thoughts about me then?
What were your thoughts about her then?
This is after I witnessed my experience?
You're just filling in the worksheet now. Okay. So you're really meditating in, she doesn't care about me.
Mm-hmm.
No, what was it? She doesn't care about me, mm-hmm. number one?
Yeah, she ignored me.
She ignored me.
I wanted
me.
Her attention. What advice would I give to her that I wanted?
Mm-hmm.
And then I needed her to hug me.
Okay.
Was what I wanted.
Yeah. So she ignored me. She's ignoring me, so be there now and witness that. What were your thoughts about her then? What were your thoughts about her then?
Then.
She
was overwhelmed.
Okay.
She was overworked. She was stressed. She was exhausted.
Is that what you were thinking then as a little 10-year-old?
No, that's what I'm thinking now.
Okay, so,
so
go back then.
I think I would think like she's overwhelmed.
So if you're meditating, you don't have to guess.
Yeah.
If you're being there now, look at the little boy.
I would say she...
She doesn't care about me. She is angry. She is...
Yeah. I would say she's stressed. She doesn't care. She cares about herself.
Yeah.
She cares about her own stuff.
Okay. So she only cares about herself.
Mm-hmm.
You can see why this is private work.
And yeah, and it's intimate.
You may be the most heroic person I've ever sat with for an interview.
Okay.
But you can see so far there are no new stressful thoughts. Every human being has these.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, you know, we think they're so secret. No, they're universal.
Exactly. Thank you, Byron Katie. Honestly, this work really changed my life because I did that like last week. I had an assessment, and as I used to feel, I was like, I'm going to fail, I'm going to do that, but I know I'm going to fail. So as I felt that way while I was doing the assessment, I didn't like push myself to do the best because my brain was telling me I'm going to fail. So doing the assessment, I felt like, okay, like, let's just do that, like, really briefly, because I'm going to fail. And this is really, really interesting, because she really brings something up that I want to talk about. She said that, the guy who interviewed her did this work, so the work is basically the questions for people who just who didn't really understand what I meant. But the work, what she called the work, is the five questions that I just mentioned. So we can get back to something that had like hurted us when we were a child. For example, if you had been hurt from something that you still thinking of today, this is exactly what you can do. That you can do that for everything. This is what I really like about this work, is that you can go back to as many years as you want. You can do that like for something that you feel today. And so from my personal experience, when I asked myself, is that true that I'm gonna fail, the first thing that came out was, yes, I'm gonna fail. And then when I asked the second question, which is, can I am absolutely sure that this is true, the response was no. Like, how can I be like 100% sure that this is true? So just by questioning our thoughts, we realize that they are not true. That like the main thoughts that we have are not true. If right now you're feeling, for example, unworthy, this is not true. This is something that your brain is telling you, and you have the choice to believe it or not. And so Byron Katie wrote many books. Among them, we have the one entitled A Mind at Home with Itself, another one entitled I Need Your Love, Is That True? And the one that the one that I've read entirely was Loving What Is. So Byron Katie wrote this book in 2002, and she set up these questions that I've talked about in this book. And she tries to like setting these questions for every situation we can experience. And I really, really love that, because I felt like just by hearing what we think and trying to write down what we think and answering the questions, is that true? How can I be without that? We realize that what made us feel bad was these beliefs. Because sometimes when we feel bad, we don't realize that that came from our brain. And this is what I really wanted to bring up today. So I really recommend you to read this book, because it really, just by reading it, you really realize that many, many things that we think are not true, and this can change a life. And it changed my life, because when I asked myself if I was sure that I was going to fail, and the response was no, then if this is not sure, why am I feeling bad about the thing that I'm not even sure it's going to happen? You're not sure this is going to happen. So really, this is all for today. I just wanted to talk about this work that I think can help many, many people. And I really recommend to do that for everything that you feel. It's not only for exams. It's not only for your body image. I recommend you, this is interesting, I really recommend you to do that for your, if you have any, for example, if you feel bad about a certain part of your body, when you ask these questions, what really comes out is that sometimes this is just something that we think, and this is not true. Because sometimes, for example, let's say I don't like my legs are too big, I don't like them. Is that true that I don't like my legs? And sometimes the real answer is that it's not me who doesn't like my legs. It's the society, it's the thing that I think that I don't like my legs, and therefore I don't like my legs. This is exactly a vicious circle. This is a pitfall, because the more beliefs we believe, the more bad we're gonna feel. And again, this is not to say that everything that we believe is false. What I really want to bring up is that we have to question these thoughts, and by questioning them, we don't fall in this pitfall called the brain. The brain is, it can be a really, really pitfall. And as I told you in the last week's session, every feeling that we have came from the message that the brain is sending us. And the brain is sending us a message that we interpret as we want. We interpret, like, but I want to focus on something. This is not our fault. Byron Katie said that, and I really, really agree on this. And I'm telling you this, but everyone can have, like, its own opinion on this. But I think we can't control our feelings. We can't control the thoughts that we have. But we can't control if we believe them or not. This is something that is really, really interesting. And again, I'm not an expert. I just love focusing, like, learning about psychology. And the more I learn about it, the more I realize that everything is controlled by the brain. The brain is controlling your life, basically. Every choice, every choice that you do, just think about it for a minute. Every choice that you do in your life, whether it is the job you want to do, whether it is the things that you do, the hobbies that you have in your life, everything comes from your brain. This is because your brain likes that. For example, let's say, for example, in my case, I would love to become a journalist. That came from my brain, like, because I thought about journalism, I've read about it, and this is something that I felt I can, like, really do. And everything, this is why I fell in love with psychology, to be honest with you. I don't know, I really, really think that the more we read about it, the more we realize that we really have to be careful about everything we think. Because as I said in the last week's show, the things that we believe can lead to mental illness. The more you feel unworthy, the more likely you are to become depressed, what happened to Byron Katie. And what I really like about this woman is that in her darkest time, this is where she had this idea of the work, the questions that I just mentioned. So I really, really hope you guys enjoyed this show, this podcast. I'm going to do more about mental health. The more I read about it, the more I want to share that with people. And again, anyone can have its own opinion about that. And just want to share that with you today, guys. If you have any questions, again, you can send that to the Smoke Radio's page or on my Facebook page, NAIMANWS, Naima NWS. And I wish you a lovely, lovely week, and see you in next week's session. Tequila sunrise, her body fit right in my hands, la la la.